In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dearly beloved in Christ, each of us has been given ample time by God to repent and stop sinning. Lent offers us unique graces to amend our lives and prepare for our judgment. We must make a personal choice, either correspond with God's grace and do penance for our sins now, or reject this opportunity and move further and further away from God and our salvation. During a recent exorcism, I told the devil to make an evil woman destroy a voodoo doll. His answer was surprising, but correct. I can't make her do anything. She'll have to do it herself. So too, we must realize that God won't save our soul. We have to do it ourselves with the assistance of God's grace. If we're in the state of mortal sin and do not repent before death, we will suffer the fires of hell. In most exorcisms, there's very little dialogue between the exorcist and the evil spirits. Occasionally, they say something humorous, such as, "I'll be good," or, "Let's make a deal. If you stop the prayers, I'll be good." However, sometimes they say things that strengthen our faith, such as, "I hate all prayers." A few days ago, just before God sent the demon to hell, I commanded him by the power of the most precious blood of Jesus to answer some questions regarding Lent. I'll also share some observations during the exorcism. I asked the demon, "You don't like Lent, do you?" He answered, "No," because he didn't want to use the word Christ, because he died for sinners all over the world, and penance helps save their souls. I then asked, why does Lent help souls? He replied, "With fasting and prayer, confession and mass, and stations of the cross." "Why do you hate the stations of the cross?" "I don't want to be reminded of what he did. The stations of the cross help save their souls and gives final perseverance." His answers show us that we must put God first, adjust our schedules, and make a sacrificial effort to attend the Stations of the Cross each Friday during Lent at church, or if prevented for a serious reason, recite them at home. Regarding penance and mortification, while reading a meditation on the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary, I read the words self-denial, penance, and mortification. The evil spirit, using the body it possessed, shook its head, "No. I don't want people to do that or anything that gets them to heaven." My dearly beloved in Christ, all of us must make some sacrifices during Lent to atone for our sins. If it doesn't hurt, it's not a sacrifice. Let's be generous with God. Regarding the crucifix, when the crucifix was placed in front of the evil spirit, it leaned back, shaking and choking as if to vomit. It snarled, looked at the crucifix with hatred, and tightened its hands into fists. The demon extended claw-like hands toward the crucifix. Whenever possible, the devil held the crucifix upside down. I asked him, "Why do you hate the cross of Christ so much?" "Because he died for everybody's sins. I hate the cross of Christ because he died on the cross to save the souls of sinners in the world from their sins." "Why do you hate the holy sacrifice of the Mass?" "The holy sacrifice of the Mass is Calvary all over again. That's why we evil spirits hate it. People get to receive him in the host." My dearly beloved in Christ, we should try to attend an additional Mass each week during Lent, perhaps on Friday evening or Saturday morning if hindered from daily Mass because of work or school. Our family rosary along with morning and night prayer, should be recited before the crucifix of our little shrine at home. During Lent, we should spend some time meditating upon the sufferings of Christ. Regarding the relic of the true cross, and this was inside of here, when I held the relic of the true cross before the demon, it said, "I know what that is. It's a little piece of where he hung." It snarled and made animal-like noises, while its hands became claw-like. The evil spirit made a terrible face at the relic of the true cross. I commanded it to kneel down and kiss the price of our redemption. The devil pleaded, no, please, please. As it kissed the relic, its face expressed a fiendish disgust. Immediately afterward, the evil spirit wiped its lips with its fingers as if to wipe off the kiss. The demon unsuccessfully tried to push the relic of the true cross away. It hurts, it said. The evil spirit said, "I hate you," to the relic of the true cross. We should learn from this, and after our Friday Lenten devotions at church, we'll have the chance to reverently venerate the relic of the true cross. Now, regarding the rosary, as the evil spirit looked at the rosary, it cried out, "Beads! I hate those beads." During many exorcisms, as devils are cast back into hell, they display their fury by breaking rosaries, whether they're in someone's pocket or on their lap or even in their hands. Occasionally, with fisted hands, the demons stretch a rosary to its limit as they attempt to break it. At other times, an evil spirit will intentionally drop it on the floor and act wickedly surprised. In other cases, a rosary will be held by only one bead as far from the demon as possible. During a recent encounter, when the rosary was begun, a demon yelled, "No, not the rosary. No, I hate the woman with the beads." It said, "Stop saying the rosary. I don't like her, the Blessed Virgin Mary. I don't like the rosary. It burns." I told the devil to answer the prayers of the rosary. "No, I don't want to say the prayers." Does that sound familiar? I commanded, "Say them. They're good prayers." The evil spirit replied, "Not for me. They're not good. They hurt." The demon proceeded to answer the prayers of the rosary, but with great effort and very slowly. Sometime later, I asked, "If someone prays the rosary every day, will he go to hell?" And the devil was commanded, "In the name of the precious blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus and of his mother who crushed his head, to tell the truth." In an unearthly, raspy, guttural voice, the evil spirit answered, "No. If someone prays the rosary every day, he will not go to hell." This corresponds to Our Lady's promise to those who recite the rosary. "The soul that recommends itself to me by the devout recitation of the rosary shall not perish." I then asked, "Besides preventing us from going to hell, what else does the rosary do for souls?" The demon replied, "It protects them. It saves their souls. It protects them from evil spirits." I inquired, "What happens when Catholics don't pray the rosary?" The devil said, "There's no protection. They can go to hell. There's no salvation at the end of their lives. They can be attacked. They can be taken by demons to hell." My next question was, "What happens when Catholics neglect the rosary? The family is destroyed. The youth are easier to possess. Demons hate the rosary. Evil spirits hate the rosary. It burns." I then asked the devil to tell me why it burns. He brought that up so many times. The rosary burns. The demon answered, "It snatches souls from us. We don't like the prayers. It hurts us." It makes us slowly go back to where we came from, the pit, and I hated to say the words, the pit of hell. The demon continued, I don't like it. I'm afraid of these beads. They torment me. I don't like her, our lady. She's going to crush my head. Sister Lucia, one of the children of Fatima, said, the Most Holy Virgin in these last times in which we live has given a new efficacy to the recitation of the rosary. With Our Lady's words concerning this new efficacy of the rosary, mind, I ask the evil spirit, what's meant by a new efficacy? A demon stated, grace is power and protection. The Blessed Virgin Mary said that many souls were being lost, and especially emphasized the children. These words should motivate us to faithfully and devoutly pray the rosary every day, especially during Lent, since we need graces, power, and protection to face our daily spiritual challenges. Now, regarding the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary, during the rosary meditations on the agony in the garden, the evil spirits shouted, stop, I know the story by heart. I don't want to hear it anymore. I know what he did for all these people. As I recited the prayers of the first sorrowful mystery, the demon used the body which he possessed, stopped, and put his head into his hands. The devil snarled and made weird noises, wildly shaking its head and buckling over as if he were very sick or in agony. The eyes of the evil spirit rolled around in its head, and it moaned the entire time, grimacing and clenching his teeth. During the second sorrowful mystery, it made snake-like movements with its arms and upper body. The evil spirit squinted its eyes, twisted its face in pain while looking at my rosary. The demon, who covered its ears, could not bear listening to the meditation on the scourging at the pillar and insisted that the reading be stopped. It obviously enjoyed the meditation on the third sorrowful mystery, the crowning with thorns, laughing diabolically when I read about the cruel sufferings of Jesus. I offered him everything. Everything. Look, I'll give you kingdoms, etc., if you worship me. He said, no. No. The demon boasted, I helped the ruler of this world. I asked, who is the ruler of this world? The evil spirit answered, Satan is the ruler of this world. I helped Satan. The corruption is wonderful. Most people are corrupt. He still died for you people, it said. Why do you make me hear this, these meditations on the Passion of Christ? Why? I don't want to hear what he did for everybody. I hate people who have those virtues, humility, purity, patience, etc. During the fourth sorrowful mystery, the carrying of the cross, the devil moaned, snarled, and its mouth constantly changed expressions. The expression on the demon's face was very sad and uncomfortable. It made movements and facial expressions that reminded one of a snake. The evil spirit recited the prayers of the fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion, with great difficulty. During the meditation, the demon covered its ears, didn't want to hear the reading, and said, stop, stop. The hands were clenched claw-like. It leaned over, covered its face, and looked miserable. I was there, it proclaimed. I was there watching from afar. All the demons were there. He was up on the cross and suffered. He forgave everyone. It was all about saving people. He had to die on the cross. Soon people will forget all about him, for the Antichrist is coming soon, sooner than you think. My dearly beloved in Christ, it's a sad fact that Satan is out to destroy families, marriages, your children. The Holy Rosary must be said by priests, by families, by the youth, for Satan is stealing souls every day. Many go to the abyss of hell. Continue to pray for the salvation of souls. especially those in your families who do not go to church, who do not pray, especially the rosary. The rosary should be prayed 3 or 4 times a day if possible, but many do not. The world keeps them busy. The devil keeps them busy and distracted with worldly things, so they cannot pray and spend time in church honoring our Lord in the Holy Eucharist or praying. Family prayer is very important, but that has been forgotten. It's been forgotten by many families. Some families don't even eat dinner together anymore as a family. The family unit is attacked every day by Satan, for he wants to destroy the family unit. My dearly beloved in Christ, prayer is needed. Much prayer. Much prayer is needed. Much prayer is needed. Much prayer. Much prayer. Much prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.